12 to 3 with Casey on Algoa FM.
Our focus in this week's edition of Algoa Cares is on domestic animal care. Bronwyn Meyer represents this amazing organization. Good afternoon, Bronwyn. Welcome to Algoa Cares.
Hi there, Casey. Thanks for having me.
Only a pleasure. The name domestic animal care gives us an understanding of the work you do, but by all means, put us in the bigger picture, please.
Okay, domestic animal care. We are a little non-profit organization that started up in 1983, I think, with the late Alan Dunning. We serve underprivileged animals, and our main focus is Warmer Township, although we do assist in many surrounding areas. Our aim is to sterilize as many animals as possible. And yeah, we are currently managing between 8 and 12 animals per week.
Wow.
In doing so, we are trying to combat unwanted puppies, hunger, and sickness. And yeah, this is only the tip of the iceberg, because the feeding and treating for mange and other ailments and illnesses is also done almost daily.
Bronwyn, what are the four legs or focal points of your non-profit organization?
Okay, well, it starts off, as I said, our sterilization program is our biggest aim. Mm-hmm. And then we spend our day feeding. Feeding is, we are so many hungry animals in the township, it's actually scary.
Yeah.
And then our third leg is education. We are trying desperately to educate the people on how to take care of their animals, the basic care of the animals, which is providing shelter, providing food, providing water, providing veterinary care, which I know they can't afford at the best of times, and that's where we come in. So we all go and offer all the veterinary care. And then the last leg is obviously just the treatment of the animals. There are so many sick and injured animals out there as well. And as I said, we provide the veterinary care, we provide the transport, all at our own expense.
You know what saddens me, basically, when I drive in and around various vicinities in our beautiful city, and you find dogs just roaming around and, you know, scratching through dust bins for food and so forth. It just saddens me to the core. Tell us about your Mandela Month drive.
Well, for Mandela Month this month, there have been some awesome individuals working really hard to raise funds for the Spectacular campaign. Mm-hmm. Which is headed up by Talita and Janine from It's a Dog's Life, PE. They are raising funds to sterilize 67 township dogs, and Domestic Animal Care is very grateful to be one of the beneficiaries. They are approaching businesses, the public, the vets, and the response so far has been absolutely amazing. I'm sure that more than 67 dogs will be benefiting from this campaign, and this will be preventing, as I said, so much suffering and so many unwanted puppies, and at the end of the day, so many more stray dogs walking the streets. And yeah, there's still a few days left in July, so we are appealing to the public desperately to get involved. As the township animals and the underprivileged animals really need our help, so they can get involved with the Spectacular campaign if they log on to It's a Dog's Life Facebook page and go read up all about it, and all the information, contact details, banking details are all posted.
You've essentially highlighted your expectations with regards to your Mandela Month drive. Any other contributions that would come in handy for your organization?
Sure. The list is forever long, Casey. Financial assistance is always needed, because we work with so many vets in Port Elizabeth and they offer us welfare rates. Mm-hmm. So there are always so many bills to pay. Food is also very important, because we feed almost daily. Mm-hmm. We supply kennels, we supply blankets, we supply bowls. So the list is forever long. And yeah, we're always appealing for those type of donations.
Where do our listeners find you?
We are on Facebook, Domestic Animal Care. All our information is on our page. Our contact details are there. Everything that we do in the township on a daily basis is posted. Some of the images aren't very nice to see, but we have to show the public what is going on in the townships and the surrounding areas. It's very, very sad. And we are working 24/7 to try and combat the poverty out there, and just to help as many animals as possible. And at the end of the day, the only thing that's going to stop this is to sterilize. That is the most important thing of the day.
100%. And we do appreciate all your selfless efforts as well. We've also uploaded all your details on our Algoa Cares page on our website, algoafm.co.za. So Algoa Country, if you'd love to render assistance, feel free to head on over to our website. Bronwyn, thank you so much for joining us on Algoa Cares, and all of the best with your future endeavors as well.
Thank you very much, Casey. Thank you.
Take care.
On air. online
and all over your world.
This is Algoa FM.